But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, "Look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it." You'll see some of these people on TV going, "Maybe it'll turn before it gets here." And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, State Police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood. But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, they just couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get, that's what I call silly weather, limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play. Is it just me, or does it seem like tornadoes in the news more than they used to be? I mean, every week there's a tornado somewhere. Of course, I'm from tornado country. I live in Georgia. And I know there's a lot of heartache. There's a lot of tragedy. We hate to see it on the news. But I got this theory I've come up with after a lifetime of watching news coverage or tornadoes. I believe there's a conspiracy to make those of us who live in tornado country to look ignorant on TV. Don't you find it odd that after thousands of tornadoes, thousands of destroyed homes over the years, they never can interview anybody that's been to the dentist? You have never seen on the evening news a tornado victim from a trailer park in a three-piece suit. A monogram shirt going, "Yes, this was rather devastating." A tree fell on the Lexus. And there's quite a bit of rubble in our hot tub. I believe with all my heart that when a tornado hits, the news director at the local TV station, he tells his reporter, get out to the trailer park and interview a dumbass. And try to find one who's married to a fat woman. And hey, listen, have you noticed that everything's complete, everything's destroyed except for the produce sign? And the camera zooms in on that. Tomatoes for sale, spelled with an R. 45 cents a pound or 2 pounds for a dollar. Now the whole world knows we can't spell and hell, we can't add either. And here's the couple they interview. The husband, the head of the household, he's always real sickly, anemic looking, real frail, like 112 pounds. 108 without the belt buckle. Wearing a John Deere cap. Got that out of Lelway. He's got a tattoo on a wooden arm. It's so funny. He saw a sign at the mall, tattoo it while you wait. He said, hell, I ain't gotta wait. Got a tire gauge in his pocket. That's in case the trailer don't seem level. And he's wearing a key ring with 2 pounds of keys. What the hell is that all about? There's only 3 doors in this man's life. Truck, trailer, and tool shed. Now there stands next to his wife. His wife, God bless her, weighs 400. That's right. Wearing those tight polyester pants. You know, little irrigation ditches in that. Why do they wear that? Don't they know how that looks? I know they're fat, but hell, they're not blind. How can a 400-pound woman put on tight polyester pants, then look in a mirror and go, all right. And she's always wearing... I just thought of this, I'm going to throw it in. She's always wearing flip-flops. Because she thinks her feet are her best feature. And sadly, she's right about that. And she's always wearing a beeper. Let me tell you all about fat people and beepers. They should wear the old kind of beeper, the one that made a noise. They got these modern high-tech ones now. They don't make a noise. They simply vibrate. Well, trust me on this. If you weigh 400 pounds, you're missing calls. You'll feel something, you'll just think it's sweat, you know. And what does the guy always say about the tornado? I thought it was a freight train. There's not a railroad track within 100 miles. But this rocket scientist, that's a locomotive, just made a left into his driveway. Folks, look, I am not the smartest guy in the world. But I can tell you this, if I was sitting in my den at home and just thought that there's a train somewhere near my mailbox, my FedEx would be out of there. And by the way, let me give you a little tip, too. You remember a few years ago when the tornado went downtown Nashville, Tennessee? It went right downtown. Tornadoes just don't go downtown. And to make sure that never happens where you live, here's what you need to do. On the outskirts of your city, put up a decoy trailer park. That'd be like cheese in a trap. I tell you what. You pay close attention and see if this right here, for most of you out there tonight, see if this don't bring back some precious, fond childhood memories to you about your mother and that covered dish. You think back a long time ago now when you was like, oh, just yay big. It'd be late in the evening, early nighttime. Everybody's out on the front porch after supper, about half asleep. Pot roast to do that to you. Remember those good old days in America where a mother forced the kids to overeat. Made them eat. All right, y'all don't eat all that pot roast. I ain't gonna make another one. Well, hell. Do you remember this? Remember as a little kid, we'd all be sitting on the doorsteps, a kid would. All the grown folks could spend an hour discussing among themselves the last time it came a good rain. To a small kid, that never made no sense. But we couldn't say nothing back in those days. You couldn't back talk to your folks. But they'd be sitting on the front porch, somebody would go, boy, we sure could use a good rain. Hell, it ain't rained real good since that last Friday in May. Somebody's going, nah, hell, it's rained since then. No, I tell you how I know. They're Friday for Memorial Day. Memorial Day is last Monday in May. Friday for that, my car broke down on I-20. Had to walk 3 miles to the payphone. I got soaked last damn Friday in May. So I said, no, I'll tell you what. It rained the second Saturday in June. Reason you don't know, you was in jail that weekend. Then he said, well, that wasn't my fault. If y'all got a bondsman, I could have got out there on Friday. Then somebody else would say, well, anyway, we need rain. Well, yeah, I didn't say we didn't need no rain. And then our little hearts as children, we were sitting on the doorstep thinking to ourselves, who gives a right size when it rains?